Welcome to Pitch Perfect, a podcast series where we connect with thought leaders in the sales readiness space to discuss cutting-edge strategies and best practices on building a successful sales study team. This podcast is powered by Abarathon, an AI-enabled video roleplay platform. We are happy to have Mr. Somil Paronigar on our podcast today. Somil is a learning and OD professional with more than 22 years of experience in establishing and leading sales training and L&D, training needs analysis and talent development. He is currently the Senior Director of Learning and Development at Turtle Mint. In this episode, Somil and I are going to discuss on leveraging AI in sales training. So we'll start with the Q&A session. My first question to you is, can you give me a brief about the AI's role and potential in sales training and learning and development?
Sure. Let's first talk about AI. Artificial intelligence refers to a simulation of human intelligence in machines that are programmed to think like humans and copy or recreate their actions. The term AI may also be applied to any machine that exhibits traits associated with a human mind, such as learning and problem solving. This may sound like more a Google kind of definition, but if we are talking about the potential and the role of artificial intelligence in sales training, as well as in learning and development, let me tell you, there is an immense potential around this. Example, AI, artificial intelligence for sales training can be time agnostic, which means it can be always available. AI for sales training can be more realistic and real world related. It cannot be just like something which is more bookish knowledge, but will be more practical, will be more on studied number of data. AI for sales training can be run without any geographical constraints, which means it's a geography agnostic as well. AI for sales training can be more cost effective as it cut down all the repeat training cost, logistic cost, resource cost as well. AI for sales training can be more personalized and individual development plan, which means if we have a proper modeling around every individual's need, their performance, we can identify a particular performance gap of an individual and we can target the learning gap there with AI. AI in sales training can be more accurate. Okay, it can give more accurate and unbiased feedback. Not limiting to sales training, AI can also be used for sales and performance coaching as well. Now, this we are talking about the benefits of AI. Let's focus on sales training, that generally what all aspects we cover in sales training. We train people on suspecting, prospecting, which is the potential buyer, approaching for lead generation activities, appointment booking through telecall or by video call, identifying and uncovering the need of a consumer, recommending right solutions, services, or products, negotiating with variety of options, handling objections, and ultimately closing the sale. To perform all these sales aspects, some of the vital sales skills, which are probing with an appropriate question, listening carefully, paraphrasing, problem solving, and pitching solutions. All these vital sales behavior are generally being trained through a sales role play environment or a live demonstration kind of setup in sales training. Now, this sales role play kind of activity is very, very vital, and leaders generally conduct this kind of practice through which is very closely replicating a real life scenario and environment so that the learner can actually understand how it works. Now, if we advance this with AI, sales training specifically where this kind of sessions are being conducted, it can be based around specific scenario that pertains to the particular skill we want to develop in that area of a sales behavior. Now, how can we make this happen? So let's say if we create a repository of all the sales transactions across the length and breadth of the organization, anybody who's involved in sales, whatever they are doing in a day-to-day life, let's collect all this sales transaction data. Okay, we capture all the transaction between the seller and the potential buyer, which is happening on day-to-day basis. With this, we can have a large database. And what is most appropriate is that we can get to know how to conduct the sales conversation correctly, because we will have a right set of data available. Now, it will also give us what is the probability or propensity of closing the deal with the consumer. What all behaviors are most likely going to be accepted by the potential buyer? Just imagine the whole conversation between the sales and buyer can be more improved. The efficiency and the effectiveness of the sales can be improved. AI can help in decision making and training sales fraternity with these traits through a programmed application. Let me support this with one or two examples as well. Let's say if I want my sales employee to master the art of target marketing. What do you mean by target marketing? If I know that with all the leads I have, with all the prospects I have, which one is working well for me? Where is my comfort zone where I can really make a good amount of business? So, AI modeling can help me to really cut down my time in repetitive administrative tasks. How? Example, let's say I have 1,000 leads of data in my DSR, in my daily sales report or in my repository. Out of which, let's say I have closed 100 sales. AI modeling can help me to identify with what age group, what income group, what geography, what product, what life stage, what need I have addressed well, and where I have more chances to close the deal. If all this data is available with the AI in my learning management system, which is clubbed with my lead management system, AI enabled lead management system will trigger a module on a learning management system, which will enable me, hey Saumil, you just need to learn this aspect because you are very good in this kind of target marketing. If you will have more prospects in this set of target age group, income group, geography, you will have more chances of success. Just imagine what kind of redundant job that I'm doing on a daily basis can be completely reduced. I will save my time on repeatedly shooting in dark to get the new prospects. I will have more focus. Where should I focus the most in terms of identifying new potential buyers? It will get me more sales. Another example. Let's say if I want my sales employee to pitch an appointment booking with a standard script. Now, what can I do? If I set a standard of the script in terms of what are the words to be used, which is a verbal aspect, what would be the right tone and pitch when I'm calling the consumer, that is a vocal aspect, and an ideal time, a right selection of time by which I should complete my call, which will give me an ideal sales call. Now, if I have recorded all these inputs and I've given this to machine and my sales employee wants to practice a telecalling appointment booking session, if I'm not available or the trainer is not available or there is a geography constraint, this machine, this learning management system, which is AI enabled, can certainly help me. My participant can record the voice on the machine with this kind of script, and the AI enabled machine will give the feedback to the candidate that, hey, you are doing opening of the call very good. However, in the purpose of the call, I think you should redo the practice. Can we do it again? Now just imagine, it will cut the cost of repeat training. It will enable my sales employee at the real time with ease of doing and ease of learning. So if I summarize, AI will have a huge role and potential to play in coming days in sales training as well as in learning and development. So that's what I want to share, Vishala, here.
Right, Saumil, I think that's a perfect answer. You highlighted all the benefits of AI's role in training and learning and development. Especially, I really like your point on unbiased feedback and real-life experience. So that's my true. Second question is a follow-up on that. So simulating real-world scenarios is the future of sales training. To make sure that organizations are effectively using the sales role-play feature, what are the things that they should keep in mind?
Certainly. As I mentioned just now on the scope of potential of AI and into sales training, if we have a large set of data to feed in, the decision making or the prediction or the suggestion which machine will pop up will be more accurate. So organizations can do following to effectively use the AI specifically for the sales role play feature. Okay. So first of all, create the standards and criteria for each skill model. There is lots of, you can say, homework to be done, that in whatever sales industry they are, they need to understand what are the standard way of doing things at every juncture of the sales cycle. Have a team of experts who understands both technical and practical aspects of sales training and AI both. Integration of AI with lead management system, customer onboarding tools, CRM, employee onboarding journey, and performance management system. If you have a holistic AI program which talks to all the system in the organization, you will have a very linked journey which can help you to really use the real life scenarios. Determine the right data set. So for an example, if you are collecting any data of all the sales behavior, and if the data has not that accuracy, or you have just done for the sake of doing, it may not give you the right prediction, right output. Recording all the role plays which is being conducted in physical environment today, okay, and creating the right set of behavior that you want to drive. So if you want to simulate the entire learning, okay, you should have all the optimal, suboptimal answers in the most predictive way, and the more number of data will help you there. The more role plays which you are conducting in classroom today or in, let's say, virtual program today, keep on recording all this. This would be a feed for the machine. Avoid biases while creating the array of the responses and looking for an ideal sales scenario. Try to have one optimal, two, you can say, suboptimal answers. Create all the scenarios possible, and this will create a huge database, okay, which will help us to give a real-life scenario to the participant. Taking feedback from the sales employees and collect data of the right practices on a regular basis and keep on validating them. Take feedback from the customers on which approach they like the most from the salesperson. I'm sure many organizations are doing a very relatively, you know, variety of the NPS, consumer surveys, on their feedback and on their approach, on their product, on their services. These all data can also lead us to a real life scenario that what kind of approach is welcomed by the consumer. Develop a very robust system to implement this. Okay, if they have a complete agreement from the senior management, if they have dedicated team to work upon, if they have enough budget to address this, believe me, it can really create wonders. Integrate learning and development roadmap with the suitable AI tools. Today, many companies are using variety of learning management systems and gamified learning platforms. Are they AI enabled? Is there any scope of AI enabled programs? If it is available, believe me, the whole learning and development roadmap can go for a change. Make it easy to understand and implement, because adoption is the key for any new system. And ultimately, it has to be cost effective system. So if you want to give real life scenarios to the sales folks, okay, or in the sales training, we should keep in mind all these aspects which we discussed, Vishala.
Right. I think you highlighted all the important points. So like you said, adoption is the key, but there are some challenges. So I want to ask you, what are some of the barriers that companies face while adopting AI in training, and what they can do to deal with them?
Yeah. Very valid point. And I'm sure many of the organizations who will listen to this podcast can relate to. The first barrier is a limited data points. As I discussed that, what is AI is all about? AI is actually behaving like a human mind. All the neurons which are there in the human mind, the machine learning, we can keep on giving these inputs, and we can create a complete integration of the neurons, which will help us to give a decision by the machine. Now, just imagine, the first barrier would be a limited data points. If you do not have enough data points, it will not give you, it will not throw you the right recommendation. So this is the first barrier. So before you implement AI, you need to have a detailed study that do we have enough data to feed in, first of all. Second, lack of coordinated data strategy. So if variety of systems are not talking to each other, you won't be able to see an immediate result of that. And that would be a barrier that shall we go ahead with AI or it is no yet to come types of technology. Designing the right algorithms, very, very critical. If you want to train somebody on, let's say, process training or sales training, or let's say, for any matter, let's say developing a new application or a SaaS platform for that matter, right? If you want to learn that engineer on their own with an AI-enabled system, have you designed the right algorithm? So if you do not have a right algorithm, you will have definitely difficulty to implement AI. Cost constraints. If there are cost constraints, if the solution is really very costly, then it would be a barrier to implement AI in a day-to-day life. Time constraints. If companies are not clear that we really need to invest a good amount of time in designing, implementing, and making it success, then it would be one of the big barrier which no company may face. And finally, readiness to adopt the change from the senior management. Understand your audience. Understand the sales fraternity today. You'll get maximum Gen Z employees. They are absolutely glued to variety of machines and applications and tools to conduct their business in day-to-day life. If senior management is understanding the demography of their sales fraternity, if they have any resistance in adopting the change, it may be a big barrier for a companies to adopt AI in the training as well as day-to-day business function. Now, how can we deal with them? Okay. So AI is not related to just a sales training. It is a change management for an organization because you are going to change how we develop people, how we conduct business. So implementing AI in the organization is a change management at a large scale. Hence, acceptance from the senior management is the key. Detailed framework need to be in place. So enough homework is required. You need to onboard the right vendor who can give an appropriate AI solution. If you do not have in-house capacity then or capability, there are many of the vendors available in the market who can do a good job on helping you designing the framework and implementing the AI framework. Work with skilled business analysts to determine which of your process and IT systems could be benefited from AI. Okay, you can have a phase-wise manner. So you can implement the change one at a time. You can have a phase-wise manner that, okay, let's start with employee onboarding, which is AI-enabled. Let's go with sales training or induction program, which is AI-enabled. Let's do a product launch, which is AI-enabled. So you can have a phase-wise approach and invest time in this, reviewing it periodically can definitely help companies to overcome these barriers.
Right. Again, that's a perfect answer. You perfectly summarized what I wanted to know about, and I'm sure our audience will find this very valuable. So we have another segment called What If? It is like a hypothetical situation-based question. So it is like, what if the sales team is not comfortable with the sudden changes brought about by the adoption of AI in sales training?
We are discussing sales training, which means sales come first, training comes later. What do we do in sales? We sell benefits of the product. We actually adopt the same way. So when we are discussing sales training, which really means that we need to sell the benefits of adopting AI to the employees. We really need to onboard them. We need to make them aware that what is the world next coming to them. Okay. And what are the benefits of AI? As we discussed in the beginning of the podcast, that AI is time agnostic, AI is geography agnostic, and it will really cut the cost if I want to learn on my own without any support of any trainer or my manager or on the job training kind of traditional ways of training. AI can help me. I can learn on the go. What are we doing today? Okay, you have dish TVs and the satellite TVs available, but what do? You follow OTT. Why? Because today you choose what you want to watch. We are surrounded by content, but people select what they want to watch or what they want to follow, right? If you show the benefit to your sales employees that, boss, if we have an AI-enabled sales training, you would be able to learn only those aspects where you are lacking or you can improve your performance. And more performance will lead to more success in your remuneration as well as your growth. So we need to sell the benefits of AI first. Second, demonstrate a regular impact of people implementing AI and people not implementing AI. You can create a success heroes in the company that people who are followed this kind of AI role, their conversion from the number of leads generated towards consumer is better. Their effectiveness on connect with people is better. That sales conversion, from variety of the product is absolutely different. They give a good experience to the consumer because they exactly know that what is to be asked and what is to be told when it comes to pitching a product. Implementing change one at a time. So let's say if you want more acceptance and adoption from the sales folks, let's not over bombard them. Okay. AI should not fill them. Oh, this is overwhelming kind of stuff. They should have a easy understanding of it, educate them well, make them aware, show them the benefit, show them the demo, give them an experience. It will certainly help. Create success stories, which I mentioned. And finally, take feedback from sales on regular basis. How are they feeling? Is there any need for course correction required? Is there any change in algorithm required? Is there any change the decision making which AI machines are giving? Any change required in that? Believe me, sales folks who are actually facing the consumers and day in, day out, they will be able to feed the right amount of inputs to the developers, and we can create more realistic AI-based system. So if we really make them on board with this kind of change in AI, I'm sure they will adopt it easily.
Right, that's an incredible answer once again. For my last question, I want you to agree or disagree with the statement. Is AI in training all hype and no substance?
Completely disagree. AI is the way forward. Today, you have seen in COVID times, all the companies completely moved away from a physical program to a virtual program because they were not having any choice. They were locked down. People were completely detached from the workplace. And the whole world moved from a physical and physical instructor-led program to a virtual instructor-led program. E-learning programs were in demand. Now, after 2 years, when we see, despite of COVID and pandemic, companies have performed, employees have performed, which means digital way of learning things is going to be in demand. When it is going to be clubbed with artificial intelligence, believe me, it's going to create cost-effective and good solutions. Only thing which I mentioned, we need to have enough data points so that the prediction or the decision-making can be accurate.
Incredible answer once again. So this brings me to the end of our show. Saumil, thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I had a wonderful time interviewing you.
Pleasure time. And I'm sure people who are in the sales training and learning and development fraternity will make the most use of this conversation and look forward for the right options available in the market. Thank you so much for having me here.
Absolutely. Thank you again. Thank you for tuning into Pitch Perfect. We really hope that you like this episode, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us. We'll be back with another episode.